There's a new Guinness World Record when it comes to fuel efficiency. A mid-size Volkswagen model set a record for the best fuel efficiency for a non-hybrid car this week. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the trip reaps lessons ranging from rethinking an old energy source to breaking some bad habits.
I caught up with Wayne Gertis and his driving companion Bob Winger at a McDonald's in Canastota.
Okay, so what you're looking at is a display of the Passat TDI. And there's the tank MPG right there.
80. So it's at 82.6 right now.
That's the tank MPG for this last 470 miles when we refueled in Ohio.
It was the last leg of a trip that essentially took them more than 8,100 miles through every state in the lower 48 on just under 108 gallons of diesel fuel.
We got 470 miles and we got three quarters of a tank left, so we've got 1,500 mile range on this. It's a long way, so that we don't have many refuelings.
Gertis is the founder of a website called CleanNPG.com and does fuel economy drives for several car manufacturers. He's set fuel mileage records before, this time driving a Volkswagen Passat TDI that broke the earlier fuel efficiency record of 68 miles a gallon, also beat the hybrid vehicle record of almost 65 miles a gallon. Gertis says the trip illustrates a fuel economy story about diesel fuel that America doesn't understand.
20, 30 years ago, or you remember seeing trucks going down the road just belching smoke. That doesn't happen nowadays.
Gertis says the engines built today
uses a low sulfur diesel. It uses a diesel particulate filter, which pulls the soot out of the exhaust stream, and that turns it to ash that's stored on the car until it's thrown away. And then they also have a SCR system that reduces NOx to the levels way below what a standard car was just 5 years ago.
It wasn't just the vehicle that led to the record-breaking mileage. Gertis also drove the mostly interstate route using special driving techniques, things anyone can use to get better mileage.
We're driving between the posted speed limits, the minimums to the maximums, and following all the traffic laws, of course.
And the biggest way to use less gas is to lay off the lead foot.
The difference between 55 and 75 miles per hour in most of the vehicles that I test drive as an auto journalist is between 25 and 50% change in fuel economy between those two levels. You drive 55, you pay $4. You drive 75, you pay $6 to $7 a gallon.
Gertis also is not a fan of cruise control. He says driving slower up hills and faster down them is more economical. He also notes heavy braking and acceleration eat up more fuel than coasting between stops. While it's clear he's working for Volkswagen on this particular trip, his zeal for getting the most out of a gallon of gas runs deeper. He says it started after 9/11.
We send about $333 billion overseas every year just so we can drive whatever we want, pay whatever we want. Yeah, we have that choice, but $333 billion going overseas, and some of that gets recycled to people that don't like us too much. And again, this is not speaking for Volkswagen, this is speaking for myself. I get kind of ticked off about that. I don't want to give money to enemies.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.